Good morning and welcome to CFTRI's very own Thali Tales, the fortnightly audio digest. Thali Tales brings you useful information on nutrition, food research, hygiene and food safety. Brought to you every fortnight by CSIR, Central for Technological Research Institute, Mysuru. Volume number 1 and issue number 7, 24th May 2019. In this package, Thali Tales brings you banana, the apple of paradise, vitamins, essential nutrition, and cockroaches are nasty. An interview with Dr. H. E. Krishnaya, Senior Technical Officer, CSIR CFTRI, Mysuru.
Banana, apple of paradise. Do you like bananas? Well, we all humans love bananas, and we all know how sweet it is to eat, and also how slippery to step on its peel. In India, at least, it is a very common fruit. Banana is so familiar fruit to us that it elicits contempt from many. But do you know, banana the plant and its fruits are very unique in the plant world? Here we go to learn about it. Yes, banana is one of the oldest fruit in the world. It is also called the apple of paradise. Legends have it that its ancestry could traced back to the garden of paradise where Eve was said to have used its leaves to cover her modesty. It might be just a story, but for scientists, banana is a plant of the family Musaceae. The family is a small family with very few members, all of which are known as Musa. The popular banana is, of course, Musa paradisica. It has some wild cousins too, Musa acuminate and Musa balbiciana. The paradisica species is presumed to be a hybrid of the other two species. The fruit and the plant are interesting to say the least. Banana is the only natural seedless fruit and Musa species grow very tall. Yet, what we see above the ground is only a stalk of the leaf and not the real stem. The real stem is like ginger, the small rhizome under the ground. Banana is popular throughout the world, in all cultures, and is also known as poor man's fruit. These smiley-shaped fruits are thought to have originated from Southeast Asia, including India. Bananas may be the world's oldest cultivated fruit. There is evidence that bananas were cultivated in the islands of New Guinea at least 7,000 years ago. In India, no religious functions is complete without banana. It is essential part of every cultural activity, which means it must have been with us for millennia. The name banana originates from the Arabic word banan, which means finger. In Hindi and Marathi, it is called Kela, in Kannada, Bale. In Tamil and Malayalam, it is called Vaalapalam, in Telugu, Antapandu. When it comes to diversity, basically there are only two types of bananas. The first one is starchy plantains and another one is desert banana. Plantains belongs to the same plant family as bananas, but they have high starch content and are cooked and served like vegetable. When allowed to ripen, some varieties of plantain change color just like bananas, but they won't become sweet. Plantains are good source of potassium, vitamin C and vitamin A. Desert banana is the fruit that is popular. Desert banana can be eaten raw when ripened, as during ripening, its starch is converted into sugar, a fact that gives it sweetness. Ripe yellow bananas have about 1% starch and 21% sugar, whereas plantain bananas, even when ripe, have 21% starch and 1% sugar. Bananas have unique aroma and taste because it contains an organic compound called isoamyl acetate. Some bananas develop round black spots when they ripen. These spots are caused by an enzyme known as tyrosinase. Banana may be a flowering plant, but it is also unique in that its flowers do not fertilize. That is, there is a mating of male and female gametes. In most plants, it is this fertilization that starts fruit development. In that sense, banana is unique and its fruit develops without fertilization by a process which scientists term parthenocarpy. Parthenocarpic fruit has advantages over seeded fruit, longer shelf life and greater consumer appeal. Parthenocarpy also means that there are no seeds to get a new plant. Another feature of the banana is that after the plant has flowered and borne fruit, it dies. But there are side shoots or suckers at the base of the main stalk which have life in them. When replanted, these suckers or side shoots grow into a new plant. Another uniqueness is that the many varieties that we see are not real hybrids, but they do have evolved from a mechanism known as polyploidy. That is nothing but doubling or tripling of the number of chromosome sets in cells. Thus, the different varieties of banana have different number of chromosomes, and there are more than 500 types of bananas, although very few make it to the market. But for the most common banana is the green, long, smiley-shaped one. It is also called Cavendish banana or as finger banana. There are others too, such as baby, burrow, manzano, puvan, martaman, basari, nendran, etc. In Indian context, a few varieties like basari with soft, sweet, non-starchy, aromatic, non-acidic pulp are very much in demand. In South and Western India, varieties like Rasthali and Rajabale with slightly acidic pulp are preferred. But all banana are not yellow or green. Blue Java banana is healthy and delicious, but it's a bit rare. It tastes like vanilla ice cream and hence is also called ice cream banana. Nearer home, the Nanjangud banana, natively called as Nanjangud Rasabale Hannu, is popular for its unique taste and aroma. The aroma is said to be due to the black clay alluvial saline soil present in and around Nanjangud. It grows only in a limited area and therefore the Department for Horticulture under the Government of Karnataka in 2005 obtained the GI tag for Nanjangud banana under the Geographical Indications of Goods Act 1999. A GI tag will give the farmers of Mysuru right to exclusively brand their products as Nanjangud bananas. Thanks to the unique lifestyle of banana plants, the Nanjangud Rasabale faces the danger of becoming extinct. The Nanjangud Rasabale plants are infested with a soil-borne microorganism called Fusarium wilt. Since there are no seeds, plants grown from the side shoots also are infected. Science and technology comes to help here. In vitro multiplication or test tube plants grown under laboratory conditions from a tiny tissue of healthy plants can provide Fusarium wilt free baby plants. Thus, the threat of extinction is kept away from the present. Eve might have used banana leaf to save her modesty, but the banana leaf is a very unique packaging material, large in size and waterproof. It is a favorite plate for a great feast. Eating from banana leaves is a unique experience. Banana leaves are packed with the plant-based compounds called polyphenols, especially a specific kind known as epigallocatechin gallate or EGCG. The waxy coating on the surface gives banana leaves a subtle but distinct flavor. When hot food is served on the leaves, the wax melts and it adds the flavor to the food, making it taste better. What does banana give us? Well, plenty of nutrition, about which we shall learn it in a later episode. Thank you.
Vitamins, essential nutrition. Who is not familiar with vitamins? The moment one is sick, antibiotics are prescribed and vitamins follow. But vitamins are neither medicine nor food. They are a part of food that are essential to our body. In fact, all vitamins are organic compounds and are essential for the health of humans and other vertebrates. They are essential because neither we nor other animals can produce them. and therefore they have to come from food. Yes, there are life forms that do not need vitamins. For example, the bacterium E. coli does not require any vitamin as it can synthesize all of them. It is believed that during the course of evolution, organisms lost this ability to synthesize vitamins. Hence, all other animals have to get their vitamins through their food. It does not mean that copious amount of vitamins are to be eaten. Vitamins are required in small amounts, in fact, very small amounts. In the beginning of the 20th century, it was clearly understood that diets containing purified carbohydrates, protein, fat, and minerals are not adequate to maintain the growth and health of experimental rats. In 1913, Casimir Funk, a Polish chemist, first isolated an amine from rice polishings, which cured beriberi. The same amine was later found in yeast. He called this compound vitamine with a E. Vita in Greek means life. The term vitamin, however, is continued now without the final letter E. There are two groups of vitamins, those which are water soluble and those which are fat soluble. Of course, none of them are similar in structure or their effect. The fat soluble vitamins are A, D, E and K. Vitamin C and B are water soluble. The water-soluble vitamins include C and B group of vitamins. Vitamin C was initially called anti-scurvy factor because it could cure the scurvy disease. Later, it was identified as a pure substance and named as ascorbic acid. On the other hand, vitamin B is not a single substance. It is a complex mixture of several compounds. The water-soluble vitamins form coenzymes or assistance to enzymes in a variety of biochemical reactions ranging from energy generation and generation of blood cells. Folic acid and vitamin B12 are essential for blood formation. Vitamins A, D, E and K are known as fat or lipid soluble. The availability in diet, absorption and transport is linked with fats. These vitamins are stored in liver and fat tissue. They are not readily excreted in urine. Hence, excess consumption of these vitamins, especially A and D, can be harmful. The fat-soluble vitamin A is present as such only in foods of animal origin. However, plants have carotenes, which can then be converted into vitamin A in our body. Vitamin A is essential for a variety of functions such as vision, proper growth and differentiation, reproduction and maintenance of epithelial cells. The best sources of vitamin A are liver, kidney, egg yolk, milk, cheese and butter. Yellow and dark green vegetables and fruits such as carrots, spinach, pumpkin, mango, papaya are all good sources of vitamin A. Their color comes from carotene. Deficiency of vitamin A causes difficulties in sight, hinders skin growth and causes night blindness. Vitamin D resembles sterols in structure and functions like a hormone. It is also called the sunshine vitamin. You ask why? Because the UV rays in the sunlight provokes our skin to produce the vitamin D. It regulates the plasma levels of calcium and phosphate. Deficiency in this vitamin causes rickets or bone deformities in children and weak bones in adults. Among the vitamins, vitamin D is most toxic in overdoses. Vitamin E is a naturally occurring antioxidant. It is essential for normal reproduction in many animals. Hence, it is also known as an anti-sterility vitamin. Natural sources of vitamin E in human beings is basically the microorganisms present in our gut. Vitamin K is the only fat-soluble vitamin with a specific coenzyme function. It is required for the production of blood clotting factors essential for coagulation. Dietary sources of vitamin K include cabbage, cauliflower, tomatoes, alfalfa, and other dark green leafy vegetables. This is the in general about vitamins.
Shri Chennamalla Swami, assistant teacher, Surahalli Government School, has sent in a question. He says he has seen elders sample some rice grains, chew it to see its quality. He is curious to know how chewing can help in knowing the quality of rice. How does it show? Chewing rice can to some extent tell us if it is old or new rice. New rice will have a lot of starch, which when chewed gives a starchy or pasty feel in the mouth. However, there are some starchy rice too, which even when very old can leave such a taste. So, this measure is not always perfect. To know if a given rice is artificially aged or naturally very old, we need to use laboratory tests. Chewing at best can give an indication but cannot precisely tell how old a rice is or how much starch it might have.
Cockroaches are nasty. There are also symbols of dirtiness. Though we see a lot of cockroaches around, they still remain a mystery. We have with us Dr. H. E. Krishnaya, Senior Technical Officer, CSIR CFTRI, to tell us a few interesting facts.
Dr. Krishnaya, we see cockroaches mostly in the night.
Yeah, it's not like that, but habitats and physiology vary among different species. Like American and German roaches, normally they spend 70% of the time in the cracks and crevices, in some dark places, just for the safety purposes. But that oriental cockroach, we can say it's almost nocturnal in habit.
How many varieties of cockroaches are in India? Which are the most important with regard to hygiene?
Pest management experts, they have identified some 4,000 to 4,500 cockroach species across the globe or our country. Out of those thousands of cockroach species, around 40 to 60 species have they branded as pest. Means they normally associated with the human habitat. That's how they have branded as a pest. Out of 40 to 60 cockroach species, normally used to find 4 different species of roaches in the human habitat. They are American roaches, German roaches, and oriental cockroach, and another one is brown banded cockroach.
We see only some cockroaches flying occasionally. Why don't cockroaches fly like other insects?
Actually, cockroaches, otherwise we call it as crawling pest, means crawling insects. Means depending upon the food accessibility, they have adapted to crawling on the horizontal surfaces. So they are going to easily access the food. But these cockroaches also moderately good flyers. Especially German cockroach is a good flyer. Even American roaches also easily can fly from here to there and room to room, wherever, in search of food. But oriental cockroach normally is a non-flyer. Normally it's nocturnal in habitat. They used to hide in the some cracks and other dark places. They come outside during night only. They won't fly like any other roaches. But cockroaches can fly.
Can you tell us something about its life cycle? How long does it take for eggs to hatch? How long does a cockroach live?
Yeah, actually as I mentioned earlier, that habitat, physiology vary among different cockroach species. So accordingly, that American roach take minimum 1 year to complete life cycle, means egg to adult stage. But in case of German roach, it will take hardly 3 to 4 months, that life cycle. But oriental cockroach again, 3 to 4 months. Even that brown banded cockroach is also 3 to 4 months. But once it lays the egg, it will take minimum 50 to 60 days time to hatch in case of American roach. But in case of German roach, it will take hardly 28 days to hatch. Even in case of oriental cockroach also, it will take hardly 16 days to hatch. That American roach, normally once it metamorphoses into adult stage, that adult can live up to 1 to 1.5 years. But German roach can live up to 1 year, means 12 months. Oriental cockroach can live up to 6 months. That's the lifespan of those cockroach species.
How do we make out male from female? How many eggs does a cockroach lay at a time? How many eggs does a cockroach give birth to in its lifetime?
Yeah, it's very easy to differentiate male and female among roaches. In case of male, that abdominal region is very thin and tapering. But in case of female, it's bulky and cylindrical in shape. And one more identification feature is, normally both male and female having a pair of anal cerci, means some sort of ears, pair of ears present at the abdominal region. But in male, apart from that anal cerci, they are having one more pair of ears or styles, that we call it as sexual cerci. In that way, we can easily differentiate male and female. And that American roach or whatever the cockroach species, they used to lay the eggs in the form of utica. Utica means a pear-shaped capsule. Within that capsule, there are many number of eggs glued together. That we call it as utica. Accordingly, that American roach in her lifetime can lay egg maximum 14 to 16 capsules. That means each capsule contains around 16 to 20 eggs each capsule. So accordingly, that American roach can lay maximum 252,500 eggs in her lifetime. But in case of German roach, they can lay more number of utica, means 30 to 40 or 50 utica they can lay. But each utica, means capsule, contains around 30 to 40 eggs. That Oriental cockroach, again it will be vary. So they can maximum lay 8 to 10 utica. Each utica contains around 16 eggs. So accordingly, they can lay 150 to 200 eggs in her lifetime.
What do cockroaches hate? We are told that some perfumes are hated by cockroaches. Is it true?
Yeah, actually, it may be true. Cockroaches normally, they won't eat on fresh organic materials. Once they get fermented, it is very fond of and attracted towards those whatever the fermented products. So perfumes, temporarily they can repel because perfume is a mixture of liquid and some essential oil for the smelling purpose. Essential oils are already known for the repellent activity on some insects. Definitely perfumes can temporarily repel.
Is that the reason we pound more cockroaches in garbages?
Definitely, because cockroaches are very fond of fermented products or fermented organic materials. That's how you used to find more number of cockroach in the sewage, even garbages, even dustbins. That's the reason.
What measures do you suggest to keep cockroaches away? Can we really keep it away?
Yeah, it's possible. Because once, if you really maintain some hygiene in your kitchen, in your home, definitely we can keep away whatever the cockroach enter into our home. Thing is, there should not be any sort of spillage of food materials or water. And moreover, we have to concentrate on the entry points in the wash basins, even toilets, bathroom and other this thing. Is there any entry points, means cracks and crevices? If it is there, try to mend those cracks. So we have to keep hygienic condition inside our home. That's the one part. Then external to our house, at least minimum 5 meter buffer clean zone should be maintained. There should not be any accumulation of dead leaves or the bushes and other this thing should not be accumulated surrounding to our home. If that accumulation of debris or leaves and other dead leaves accumulated, those are actually hiding place for those cockroaches. Once its light get dim, definitely they will try to enter into your home in search of food. So if you maintain cleanliness around your home and inside your home, definitely we can keep away the cockroaches.
In apartments, we found more cockroaches.
Same whatever I told, that only maintaining the hygiene in your home. But thing is, in the apartment and all, because there are many number of dwelling means many families reside in the same apartment. And moreover, that in the apartment, the sewage pipe linked one house to another one house. Like that, they have linked always. So, definitely, we will find more number of cockroaches in the apartment. Just you maintain very frequent cleaning, and we can also control the cockroach entry into the apartment by frequent cleaning of sewage chambers, because the sewage chamber is the main breeding place for the cockroaches. And moreover, you might have seen in some sewage places, you will not find only one cockroach. There are many number of cockroaches congregated together. There is a main reason. Normally, that cockroaches communicated each other by secreting some sort of pheromones. They are having habit of regurgitation, means during digestion process, you know, ooze out some sort of liquids. So, because of that liquid and some sort of pheromones, other cockroaches attract. That's how they aggregate, means congregate. They made some sort of colony. In that colony, all cockroaches live together. And even while controlling the cockroaches, suppose if you spray any sort of insecticide, even one or two cockroaches consume your pesticide is more than enough. Once those treated cockroaches, means whatever the pesticide consumed cockroaches, automatically it's going to spread that whole pesticide into whole colony. That we call it as lateral distribution. Otherwise we call it as cascading effect. Just by consuming one cockroach, even other cockroaches also, they are going to die by eating on their regurgitating liquid.
Is there any traditional method to control the cockroaches?
We cannot control cockroaches by using any sort of plant-based materials. But thing is, there are some specific, I already told that perfume you asked. Perfume, because it's a mixture of some liquid and some essential oil. That essential oil always taste by certain smell of that essential oil. That's how we can repel cockroaches temporarily. But complete control by using some traditional method is difficult. By maintaining complete hygienic condition, means by avoiding the spillage of water, food particles inside the home, and by cleaning the exterior of our home, definitely we can control the cockroach enter into our home. As I mentioned earlier, most of, that is 70% of their time, they used to spend in cracks, crevices, some dark places for the safety purposes. Then that cockroaches come out in search of food. Suppose if they won't get food, definitely they will go somewhere. If they don't get food in your home, they can go elsewhere in search of food. But thing is, they like some undisturbed places. In the undisturbed places only, they go and stick their eggs. But they will observe whether that food and water availability is there or not. If food and water availability is there, they will go and stick their eggs near to that. If that food availability is not there, definitely even they won't lay the eggs. They will go somewhere else and start their breeding.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dear all, that was Thali Tales for this fortnight. Hope you enjoyed and relished it. Madhulambika and Ajana contributed the stories. Narration was by yours, Abdul Majid, Ishwanti Singh,
Priya,
and Kavya Bhatt. Thali Tales is a free magazine produced and distributed by CSIR CFTRI Mysuru. You can also freely share Thali Tales with anyone you want. Listeners may send their queries and suggestions on food and related issues directly through WhatsApp to 944912061 8. You can also call the number 08212515910 from Monday to Friday to ask any question related to food and related issues. Thali Tales will try to provide answers in subsequent issues. See you again next fortnight. Until then, bye-bye and have a great and pleasant day ahead.